You're listening to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
We're working like heck.
Hour number two of The Drive underway right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Russell Chintz and the Bear coming to you live this afternoon from Mountain View Chevrolet in Chattanooga. Yeah, we took the trip down I-75. We made about an hour and a half or so. Made good time down here today. Traffic picked up a little bit as you entered into town, but
you only almost killed us once.
A couple of close calls, but I get you. I told you.
Yeah.
It might be nervy at times. I might have a close call or two, but I'm going to get you there. I'm going to get you there in one piece. I'm a man of my word. Here we are.
You sped a little bit. I just enjoyed sitting in the back.
I drive really fast. You either keep up or you ride with. Those are the two options.
Sitting in the back like a child and just listening to you and Bear.
Mountain View Chevy in Chattanooga. Remember, it's not a Chevy unless it's a Mountain View Chevy. And I was looking at that truck during the break. That is it's a stout automobile right there, man. That's pretty cool.
As a man's truck.
What do you call it? It's the Widow.
It's the Black Widow.
The
edition.
Black Widow.
Mm-hmm. Black Widow edition. Z71 off-road. It's got the lift kit on it, like you were saying. The custom fenders on it.
That's a lot of tires.
The tires are really nice. I mean, just the suspension kit on the lawn is really it's nice.
You like those wide track, just big.
I do. I feel like you guys see my truck. If you got a big truck and you got little tires on your truck, I don't know what you're doing. You got to have some wide tires.
Nice shoes on it.
Off the road, off-road tires. You got to have that. Yeah, and you got to have some nice shoes on it.
They
murdered out of chrome.
The Silverado truck champions here at Mountain View Chevy. Silverado's discounted up to $14,000 off. Yeah. That is well worth the drive down I-75 right here to Mountain View Chevy, 310 East 20th Street, right off I-24 in downtown Chattanooga. Check out their website at mtnviewchevy.com where you can search the inventory, compare prices, and take advantage of the low price promise. Remember, they'll meet or beat any advertised price, or they'll give you the car right here at Mountain View Chevy. 865-546-8200. A couple things we're discussing here this afternoon. First of all, Rickard Ridge Barbecue smoking hot question. What happens first? Does Tennessee win another SEC championship in football? I know that's hard to see from right here. Or does Tennessee make the Final Four for what would be the first time in school history? Right now at Fox Sports Knox on Twitter, over 200 votes cast. 56% of the audience says Final Four. 44% says UT football title in the SEC. So that's pretty close, and only 200 votes. So very early in the counting process there. We'll see if that sways any. Very close, Rickard Ridge smoking hot question here this afternoon. And I guess we'd be remiss if I'm almost scared to mention it because the hysteria will pick right up again, but the Focus Act passed in the state house today.
Oh yeah.
So it is headed to Governor Haslam's desk, where I would assume he will sign it. And everybody is worried. Are the torches still left? I mean, I've got my pitchfork. If we're doing the TWAB, we can do that. You don't want to ask me what a TWAB is?
No.
Seems like
what's
you
a TWAB?
Something it's the Twitter mob, the TWAB.
Oh, with a grieved.
Once the TWAB is fired up, man. Once the TWAB is rolling,
they want their blood and their pound of flesh.
Yeah, they ain't stopping.
Twitter sphere.
I don't know, man. Y'all tell me. Are we gonna march about this? Should we send John Reed in the bullhorn down to the steps?
I think people are. Even though, like you said, everybody's really worried. Everybody's got an opinion on this.
It's going to be so funny if he signs it, it goes into law, and then he's like, no, I'm not. I don't want to be UT president. I told you I didn't want to do
it. Yeah, egg on the face for a lot of people. I mean, I guess be concerned whenever the time comes, but yeah, a lot of people are scared about this. Hopefully, the magnification of opening day baseball.
Oh, yeah.
Steers.
You got Bears. Bears scoreboard. Are you ready?
Real quick, really fast, though, before we do this. Can you tell me the Yankees manager?
Joe Girardi.
No. He quit. I know this. Dang it. Who got that job?
Come
it's
on.
From the Marlins or someone from Florida, Tampa, somewhere?
No. He was an analyst. He played baseball for the Yankees. He just took over in the summer after Joe Girardi was relieved of his duties. I don't think he quit.
I know this. Why?
What, Joe Girardi got fired?
It's killing
me. Oh, my God, Bear, the big Yankees
fan. When did he play for the Yankees?
He played mid-90s?
In the 90s?
No, mid-2000s.
Oh, so he's a young guy.
Goose Gossage.
I mean, he's fairly young. He played for the Reds as well. That's where his bulk is.
King Griffey Jr.
Aaron Boone is the new manager.
Really?
Wow, Yankee fan over here.
Hit a big home run against the Red Sox, as I recall.
Yeah, there you go. Uh-huh. I think it was, 2005 when they won it? He was on that team, or 2006? Somewhere around there.
Earlier than that.
But, yeah, Aaron Boone.
All right, let's go to the phones, then we'll get to Bears update. Phil is next on the drive. The mayor of South Knoxville presides. Good afternoon, Phil.
What do you say, W?
Hey, Philly.
How are you, Chancellor and Bear Bryant, doing?
Doing pretty good, man. We're making ourselves at home down here in Chattanooga.
Well, I mean, you're down there in Chattanooga. You don't need to drive all the way to Shiloh. The Battle of Chickamauga and the Battle of Chattanooga are down there. There's war cannons in the backyards down there. I was a little kid. I went down and saw it.
That is true.
Feel fired up about Chattanooga.
Chickamauga.
I'm really fired about that Georgia scum that called in last call. If Tom Crean is such a great coach, how come he didn't succeed at Indiana? Indiana's a blue blood basketball school, and he couldn't succeed there, and he's going to take Georgia to the promised land.
I don't know why you got called the guy scum. Laughable point, Phil, indeed. But come on, man, lay off my guy Adam there. I thought he's in the Drive's new collar development program. We're bringing him along slowly.
Well, you can bring it along slowly. I mean, I like college from other schools calling in, but I don't. When they're that dumb, I mean, it's ridiculous. Just because Kirby Smart got lucky one year and got beat by Alabama, I mean, I think they're back in big time now. I mean, as long as Saban is there, they're not going to win it. We're not going to win it. The only hope we got is Collector going to the Final Four. That's the only hope we got. As long as that dumb idiot at Alabama's down there, we're not going to do nothing in football. Nobody in the SEC is.
So not with that attitude, we're not.
It's true, though.
Well, I think,
tell me who's going to beat them, Alabama.
Hey,
we can make it, though.
All empires eventually crumble. All empires eventually crumble, Phil. He's not going to just go right off into the sunset a champion. People are going to catch him eventually. It might not happen this year, but if he sticks around there long enough, it happened to Bear Bryant. It happened to Philip Fulmer. It happens to the best of them, man. Eventually, you slow down. Somebody catches you. It'll happen to Saban, too. He is not an immortal. He's a man made of blood and flesh just like the rest of us, and he will eventually slow down.
Really? So you're saying, well, I guess you use that mentality, and then the Rat Boys slowing down. His one and done's are not working, right?
I mean, I don't know when it's going to happen, but yes, it will happen. Eventually, he'll slow down. It happens, man. It happened to Bob Knight. It happened to Pat Summitt, man. I mean, it happens.
That focus thing almost got voted down. It's 51-41. If people would have had another week to get the dissent out there, the Republicans would have caved in and Haslam would have been gasping for air. But now we're going to have to go through him as being president of the University of Tennessee. And that's bad for UT fans, for our athletic department.
It's bad.
Well, we'll see, Phil. We will see. Are you going to call in and eat your words if it doesn't happen?
When am I ever in wrong, W? See
you. Whoa. Jesus.
Phil fired up this afternoon, huh?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, the mayor.
Was. Bringing it.
The mayor. 865-546-8200. All right, Rick Butler, do you have Bears sports update music?
I gotta have the fanfare.
Are we ready to go? All right, he's got it. He's ready. back at the Mountain View Chevy Studios. We're down here at Mountain View Chevy in Chattanooga. Bear, are you ready?
Yeah.
Rick Butler, are you ready? Take that as a yes. Sorry.
All right, Russ, we've got one game that's gone final already today. The Schlubs have defeated the Florida Marlins 8-4.
Wait, nobody knows who the Schlubs are.
The Cubs.
Okay, thank you.
The Cubbies, winners on opening day.
Let's see, we'll go Ian to the American
Hap
League.
Hits a leadoff home run on the first pitch in that game.
Yeah, I saw that.
I got you.
Stop chopping all over my guys. The scoreboard update center, man. I feel
the
like
bottom of the second with zero outs. Houston Astros lead the Texas Rangers 1-0. Top of the fourth, we're scoreless between the Twins and the Orioles. Top of the ninth, one out. Cardinals are getting pummeled by the New York Mets 9-4. And top of the first, we're just getting it started up there. In Canada, the Yankees and the Blue Jays offside 0-0.
Pretty good suggestions.
Scoreless. Scoreless. That's how you refer to that game.
The next
scoreless.
Time, maybe sometimes like throw a little.
Other games of note.
We got Wainwright on the hill or something like that.
The Pittsburgh Pirates and the Detroit Tigers have been postponed, as well as the Washington Nationals and that garbage team from Cincinnati, the Reds.
Hey.
I don't think you're supposed to editorialize on your update. This is straight news.
Yeah, man. Straight news. Give us play the hits. Maybe throw in who's pitching every now and again.
That would have been nice. Yeah. Nice little touch of flair.
Yeah, a little flair in there.
I'll work on it.
All right.
It's just opening day.
We're going to do it again here in an hour, top of the 5 o'clock hour. That is Bears Major League Baseball update. That's not how you kick it to me usually. Yeah. How do you kick it to me?
Eat it, Russ.
Thank you. That's much better. Bears Major League Baseball opening day update, scoreboard center. We'll go back to it coming up here in an hour at the top of your 5 o'clock hour. Come on out and see us, Chattanooga. We've already met a couple of our Chattanooga listeners out here this afternoon. A little rain in the air, and a little rain, it's okay. Actually, you know, it's washing off the pollen. I was noticing out there is a little pollen.
Oh, yeah.
Little pollen.
It's freaking you out.
Fills me with anxiety.
See him?
Just fills me with anxiety as soon as I can't do the pollen, man.
It's a boy in the plastic bubble.
I need one of those bubbles, man. I want to turn my whole house into the bubble.
Clean room.
I said moops. It was the moops. Seinfeld reference, anybody? The Morris, the boy in the bubble, Seinfeld. Nope.
Oh, yeah.
You guys never saw the bubble episode of Seinfeld?
I did, but man, it's been like 20-something
years, I got on the Seinfeld train late. Like, I still haven't seen all the episodes. I've actually only, like, through season 3.
You realize
you're watching it in order?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you know,
is it on Netflix?
It's on Hulu every last season. You don't have to watch in order because they don't depend on each other.
I want to watch
it. Yeah, you absolutely. Well, there are some that like reference earlier episodes, but no, you absolutely don't have to watch it in order. But you're just now getting like the first couple of seasons. Like it,
boring.
It really ramps up, man. Yeah. You get into season 4, 5, 6, 7. That's where, oh, yeah.
I was like, to the
quality television.
It almost got canceled after the first season, didn't it?
They would never let that show go now. They would never give it time to breathe and develop. I think that's why you don't see more funny, like, half-hour sitcoms. It's not because, like, people don't want that anymore. It's because those shows take a long time to develop. Like, I heard Joe Rogan talking about that. You remember, he was on news. We were talking about news radio with somebody just the other day.
One of the funniest shows.
But he was saying, like, it took a long time. He said, like, the whole first season wasn't very good. But then after they got a season or two under the belts, like, the show became funny. If you go back and watch the first season of Seinfeld, it's not very good.
Yeah.
I don't
know. It's kind of lame.
I've gone back and watched first season news radio, and one looking back on it, that first season was really
good. Like,
yeah.
But I think most great shows take a while.
Oh, yeah.
To get into.
To develop an audience, too.
Well, almost. I stopped watching Breaking Bad for like 2 months after the first two episodes.
Breaking Bad is a slow moving.
It's kind of like The Drive. We've been doing this show for 7 years now, and most people would tell you the first 7 years pretty much sucked. But I maintain that we are about to hit our stride. I maintain that. Someday.
Oh, I don't know.
This show is going
last
to be
2 years
really in the
fantastic.
Last 2 years is when it's started to open up, in your opinion.
Yeah, just saying. You got some fresh blood. You got Chance Collins.
Stay with us. It is The Drive here on Fox Sports Knoxville, cruising right along here on this Thursday afternoon edition of the show. We'll be back in town at National Law Rex, our Friday home of The Drive, tomorrow. Looking forward to seeing the Farragutians out there. Stay with us. We'll find out who's on the docket, brought to you by Ogle, Elrod, and Burrell, coming up.
The Drive.
Listen up, fool. The Drive is back. The Docket, brought to you by Ogle, Elrod, and Burrell, the official law offices of The Drive. Injured? Call 865-546-1111. Ogle, Elrod, and Burrell, they'll come to you. Visit their website at wreckintoacheck.com. Now, to The Docket. Three former college football players were arrested Wednesday afternoon in Clemson, South Carolina, on charges of armed robbery and possession of a weapon during commission of a crime. C.J. Fuller and Jadar Johnson, who both played for Clemson, and former Duke defensive lineman Quavon Ferguson are accused of robbing someone at gunpoint after allegedly forcing their way into the person's apartment in downtown Clemson. According to a news release from Clemson police, the three men knocked on the person's door before forcing their way in, taking cash and a cell phone, and then fleeing towards a parking garage. Police responded to the scene around 4 p.m. On the day of the incident, and they are all being held in Clemson City Jail awaiting a bond hearing. Johnson started at safety for Clemson's national championship team, his first team, all ACC, and was on the Giants this past year, but had some mental health issues, evidently. So, gonna wonder if that might be a CTE type situation, just speculating. And then Fuller started three games of running back last season for Clemson, but was leapfrogged by Travis Etienne and Tavian Feaster. He transferred at the end of the season, has yet to select a new college team. And then Ferguson is a native of Easley, South Carolina, and made a minimal impact at Duke. That is The Docket, brought to you by Ogle, Elrod, and Burrell, the official law offices of The Drive. So you can check them out online at wreckintoacheck.com or call 865-546-1111. That's 546-1111. 1-1 for Ogle, Elrod, and Burrell. They'll come to you no matter where you are and turn your wreck into a check. Ogle, Elrod, and Burrell is online at wreckintoacheck.com. You can call 865-546-1111 to speak to a licensed attorney immediately. 546-1111 for Ogle, Elrod, and Burrell. And be sure to tell them The Drive sent you. Getting some, oh, it looks like, this is sent to us from at Vol Nation Recruiting. Perhaps this is something you can mention. Tino Sunseri, who, of course, is a quality control assistant on Jeremy Pruitt's staff, tweeting, about to add a VFL to the family very soon, and it's got a picture of Pruitt walking back, a GIF file, I guess, walking back, pumping his fist.
Wonder who it is.
And he's at Maple Hall. Maple Hall, the bowling alley
we did the show at? Yeah.
Down there, this is a T-19, so I guess this is a commitment. Boom, big time. About to add a VFL to the family very, very soon. So is he saying that this is a commitment, or is this like somebody's having a baby?
I have no idea. I would say, since it's Tino Sincere, is that Sal's kid?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One of them.
It's got to be a football. I mean, they aren't doing all that for just a baby. I mean, that's got to be a recruit. Wouldn't you think?
Who could it be? I know that we talked on the way down here. Wanya Morris.
Probably one of those guys.
The offensive lineman from, I believe, Tucker, Georgia, who's a four-star, borderline five-star offensive line prospect, is thought to be a heavy Tennessee lean. You know, they need some momentum on the recruiting front. They've, you know, got the Lampley kid, but that's about it.
Yeah.
That is it as far as commitments. And, you know, I don't think this is going to be like it was under Butch Jones, where he's taking guys from you constantly throughout the summer, and it's almost staggered to have the biggest, you know, public impact and news impact and stuff. I think they're going to wait. But it does seem like recruiting is a little bit quiet. I do think you want to add somebody, you know, every 6 or 7 weeks throughout the off season, just to kind of, you know, keep your name out there, because it is a marketing.
Yeah, it's brand awareness for your program. It's, you know, shedding light on what you're trying to do, working behind the scenes, a little peek behind the curtain, as they say. But, yeah, I mean, if you're not doing it in this league, especially with the talent that's coming into the league and coaching now too, it's going to be real tough.
And the thing is, you know, it sounds bad to say, but you don't have to sign these guys. You know, if you take a commitment from somebody in the summer and they don't do well, you know, you can cut them loose. I think it's the earlier you do it, the better it looks. I'm not in favor of, you know, some of the Kiffin stuff of just cutting a dude loose a week before signing day or something.
And then he's scrambling to see where he's going to go.
But
it's not fair.
I do think that, you know, here's another adjustment Pruitt's going to have to make. Everybody talks about the adjustment he has to make from being the defensive coordinator to the head coach, but being recruiting at Tennessee is going to be different than it was recruiting at Alabama or Georgia or Florida State, just because when he went to all of those schools, he was never going to a school that's coming off 4-8. So he might not want to, but I think at a certain point he is going to have to do some things that Nick Saban doesn't have to do, that Mark Richt didn't have to do, that Jimbo Fisher didn't have to do when they were at those schools, just because Tennessee has been down.
Yeah, just because of where you're at.
And they're not looked at by, you know, this current crop of 17-year-old kids, the recruiting class of 2019, as a quote-unquote elite school. So if you want to recruit quote-unquote elite players, you're going to have to do some of the things that, you know, Derek Dooley infamously referred to it as hot sauce. You might not feel comfortable, and maybe that's not what you're doing 3 or 4 years down the road, but at this point, man, you got to do whatever you got to do to get the players you need.
Get them sauce it up
by any means necessary, man. And if it, you know, if you have to jump out of a helicopter or something, or, you know, whatever it is that these guys do, then
how long till Pruitt's riding around in the checkerboard helicopter? Kirby's riding. He rides in the helicopter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's doing it right now.
He's doing what Saban does.
And he does have the brand. Well, Saban doesn't have to do that stuff.
Yeah,
but
he does it. But Saban does that stuff to add a little bit more flair. Like you say, he doesn't have to because of where Alabama is. But Nick Saban showing up to your high school, landing the helicopter on the football field, that's going to immediately make you fall in love with the program, even if you had and just a slight doubt.
Getting a message here that the recruiting boom is believed to be Jackson Lowe, a 4-star tight end, and my source here says we'll pick Tennessee over Clemson and Alabama. So boom, you heard it here first. I don't know, maybe you heard it somewhere else, but this is the first I've heard of it. I'm telling you,
look at those offers lists. I mean, who are you stealing players from? That's huge.
Hey, man, yeah, you get a recruit that you beat out Alabama and Clemson. Yeah, 4-star, sign me up.
Beating no Dabo and Nick right now, that's huge.
Luke on Twitter says, why does everyone lump Bill in with Jimmy when it comes to UT? He's talking about the Haslam thing here, evidently. Bill went to Emory and isn't involved with the school outside of his job responsibilities. Well, I mean, I think that he probably is involved, you know, outside of his job responsibilities. He's the governor and the head of the Board of Trustees. I'd say he's pretty heavily involved. I think that if you are conspiracy minded in this thing, you're thinking that Bill, Jim, Jimmy, doesn't matter. These guys operate as one. And, you know, I would say that they probably will talk about things together. But we just don't know, man. You just don't know what's going to happen. And as I said yesterday, you know, be careful what you wish for. It does look like, you know, this thing's going to pass. And I guess Haslam could go ahead and go full out for the power play. Now, if if you don't want that to happen, is there anything you could do to stop it at this point if it goes into law? I don't know. I mean, is if there's enough of an uproar, is it something that he would back away from? He right. tested the waters for that Senate bid. When Corker said he wasn't running again, he was going to jump in that thing. And then if that's his ultimate goal or one of them, you know, who knows how far up he wants to go in politics. But if that's one of his ultimate goals is to get to the Senate, the United States Senate, then, you know, why not go now when one of those seats is open?
Well, if it is a goal to power play being the Tennessee president, it'll start to get leaked out, because it'll be something that'll be leaked out, more information as you go along to gauge the pulse and to see where people stand on it. It won't just be, the next day, like, you know, on a Friday, boom, Bill Haslam's going to try to be University of Tennessee's president, you know, board of regents, all that stuff, board of trustees, excuse me. But, like, yeah, it's going to be leaked out, and they're going to gauge.
They'll always float that trial balloon out there. And I
always,
guess the question, if people say, you know, why wouldn't he run? Well, he probably wouldn't run because he doesn't think he can win. And I haven't kept up with it enough to know who all is. I know Bredesen.
Yeah, he's running
for that seat, and a lot of people think he could win. So, like I said yesterday, man, if that's what he wants to do someday, then he's going to have to be popular enough to win a statewide election. And the one way to guarantee not to do that is to go to the University of Tennessee and screw over the football program. So I'm not nearly as worried about that as other people are. I realize I might be in the minority on that one, but I'm not just gonna jump on the bandwagon, man. I'm gonna tell you what I think.
Yeah, and I think it's just because everybody's lumping in the Cleveland Browns, the pilot oil, and everything else. But like what you're saying, like I also don't think yeah, it's nepotism involved. But I don't think that you can be governor and be as successful as he has been in politics if you're constantly listening to, you know, your brother and your dad.
Well, that's the only reason that I'm against it. I don't know enough about how the state government works and how the university and the board works and all that stuff to have a super informed opinion. I don't think most people do. But I do know that my main opposition to it would be, A, no family should have that much power, and B, it does, if he does get that job, it certainly looks like, you know, you stacked the deck to get it. And that's not how it should be. There should be a legitimate process. Yeah, where you get the best person in there. All right, stay with us. It's The Drive. We will get some phone calls going here. 865-546-8200. 546-8200. Your number to get on The Drive. Rick Butler will greet you as you call in this afternoon. Your thoughts on anything we've discussed. We'll get back to the phones when we continue next right here on Fox Sports Knoxville.
The Drive. If Mama told you there'd be shows like this, this is The Drive.
Another Chattanooga area listener stopping by to chat with us a little bit there.
Keith. Popular Chattanooga. Got Keith.
Yeah, man.
Rumor has it we're big in Belgium.
Hey, man.
I would have figured Monday.
Belgium is going to have a monster World Cup team this summer. Dark horse. Belgium.
Doing chocolate. Tour the Stella Artois.
Got a couple of Chelsea players.
Look at you. Stella Artois.
Good waffles. Good waffles in Belgium.
No.
And Lukaku on Belgium. I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, squad.
Looking forward to seeing what Belgium does in the World Cup this summer. 865-546-8200. Got open lines right now if you want to jump in here. 546-8200. Shout out to Coach F down there in San Antonio. He is at the Final Four in a high rise, listening to The Drive in a hot tub as we speak.
So hot in the hot tub.
Big baller.
Coach, you got it going on, man. You are the man. You are the man.
I wish that he was
partying
in some bar on the Riverwalk while we were doing it live from down there.
I wish you were Coach Barnes in San Antonio in the hot tub. I don't know, man. Do you see Coach Barnes being a hot tub kind of guy?
Oh, yeah.
Do you really?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Coach Barnes is a...
I think he'd be more likely to be one of those steel ice tub bass the players take.
You guys are thinking like hot tub like debauchery. Like, he's just going to relax in a hot tub on vacation.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't think he relaxes. I think he's 5 minutes in the shower and then he's to the gym.
That's his office.
I could see Calipari in the hot tub for sure. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure Calipari, he's probably a bath guy as opposed to a shower guy. And I bet you he has a really nice tub. And he turns on the jets every day.
Baths are kind of nasty if you think about it.
Very nasty if you think about it. Lounging around in a pool of your own filth.
Yeah, I don't. Not big on hot tubs.
No, I'm talking about the bath. Hot tub guy. Sometimes you may have a little chlorine in there. Yeah. Killing the germs.
Well, you,
it's gonna have to be sanitary.
Don't put your head down there. But I mean, who?
You ever put your head underneath water in a hot tub?
He doesn't like going underwater, man. Scared of deep water, remember?
Well, yeah, this is true.
You think Jeremy Pruitt is a bath guy? Bathtub?
He looks like a bath guy.
Really?
He looks like a shower guy.
One of those old steel basins. with a big wooden brush.
He just sitting in the middle of this.
Yeah, that's him.
His $1 million house.
A big wooden stick with a sponge tied around it.
That's him.
So he's probably living somewhere over there off Tools Bend in some mansion, and he's in the middle of his kitchen in a steel tub.
Come on, what do you think he is?
What do you think he is? Some kind of toothless hillbilly?
I think that he would definitely bathe in a steel basin, with like you say, with the wooden brush and the sponge on it.
I think he takes a 3 to 5 minute shower tops.
He probably doesn't even take a lot of showers. Jeremy Pruitt doesn't have a lot of fashion style. Supposedly,
a bunch of those guys are sleeping at the office.
Probably
right now.
Not the most hygienic. Does he look like it? Be honest with yourself.
What are you doing, right? I don't like your tone.
Does he look like it? Does he look like he is?
Yeah,
the
he
most
looks like he takes a shower every day.
No, he doesn't. You're just saying that.
You don't think he takes a shower every day?
Yeah, no.
Show's taking a really bad turn here.
I think he's busy. Like Bear said.
Too busy to shower?
Yes.
No. That's brutal.
Who's too busy to shower?
Come on. Look at him. Look at him.
5 minutes in the shower. Rinse off. He doesn't have any hair. Doesn't even have to shampoo, man.
Exactly why he's not showering a lot.
Soap up the armpits and the major areas and
work your way down.
You're good.
If he wasn't Tennessee's football coach, you guys would agree with me.
That's actually probably true.
You would agree with me if he wasn't Tennessee's
football coach. I'll give you that. But he is Tennessee's football coach, Chance, and you'll show some respect.
I'm just saying. What do we do here? We're truth tellers. Right,
see, now you got people looking at me like I'm an idiot.
We're truth tellers.
Even more so than normal.
We show no bias. I'm just stating the facts. He looks like he misses a couple of days of showers during the week.
All right, put that on the @FoxSportsKnox Twitter poll.
Your hand washing thing took on a life of its own.
What, Jeremy Pruitt, is he a shower guy or a bath guy?
Throw that on the poll for us, Rick. Back at Mission Control in the Mountain
View
Chevy
Jeremy
Studios.
Pruitt, shower or bath? What do you, shower all the way.
He's a bath guy, but you can't. No. You can't just put bath. You need to put like
steel tub.
No, just shower or bath. He's not in a basin.
I mean, because you're sitting Depression era Appalachia.
You're afraid
we're talking
that,
about
you're afraid
here.
That people will agree with me if you paint the image.
Well, that's it. I'm not trying to paint an image, Chance. I want actual factual information. This isn't the rumor station. You want facts, not rumors.
So we're putting it to the people over here. Let the people decide.
Dustin, you're on the drive. Fox Sports Knoxville. Go ahead, Dustin.
That dude being a career assistant, finally getting his first break, I bet he don't shower or bathe too much. His invention is spray-on deodorant. Most of those guys who live on the road and recruit like that, I'm not going to guess they spend too much on personal hygiene other than maybe brushing their teeth. I don't think that matters to those guys. You know what matters? Getting those 5 stars. Who cares they shower? I don't care about that. That's all that matters.
Dustin, hold on. How are you going to get a 5-star if you show up to his house – unbathed, smelling a B.O.
Like he said, he sprays a little Axe on him. Jeremy Pruitt, Axe man.
No.
He's an Axe body
that's
spray
absurd.
Man.
That is an absurd
thing. I feel
like you're just taking cheap shots
He's
now.
An Axe man.
No, if you bring enough money, it don't. I don't care what you smell like. That's how you get a five-star. Ask Nick Saban how it goes. Ask Calipari. You think they're going around sniffing each other's pits? No, you bring a bag man who has cash, that's all that matters.
Jimmy Page is an axe man. Eddie Van Halen is an axe man. Jeremy Pruitt's a rich football coach, and he's taking a shower. I guarantee you that.
He likes cornbread.
Yeah, well, anyway, guys, y'all know what today is, don't you?
Opening day.
Opening day, first pitch of this season. Home run, Ian Happ. That's what we do in Chicago, Bear. Take notes.
Ooh.
Ooh. Is he saying something?
Yeah, he's coming
to you. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
He knows his team's manager.
So what's the topic of conversation other than body odor and my Cubs already almost mathematically eliminated?
Rickard Rich Barbecue, smoking hot question of the day. What happens first? Tennessee wins an SEC championship in football or makes it to a Final Four in basketball?
I'm going to push on neither. Is that the third option?
Well, it's just never going to happen?
No. Those days are done, Russ.
Stop.
Those days are done. It's over.
Stop it.
I would say Final Four. That. Just because Alabama's got that monster rolling. Everybody in SEC is getting better. SEC West. If anything, it's going to be basketball. I say that heavy-handedly. I don't think either one's really going to happen. But since you gave me two options, that's my guess.
Such a defeatist attitude and mindset, Dustin. I'm really, really sad for you. I really am.
Well, you know, it's got to rain sometimes. So, boys, hang in there. Have a good show.
Thank you, man. Appreciate the phone call. 865-546-8200. I mean, do you agree with me? Do you think Saban is just going to be dominant until he either retires or dies?
Yeah. He may have one year.
Why do you think that? I think he'll taper off eventually, man. If he stays at it long enough. Now, if he just,
as long as he keeps getting those classes, he's got it down to a science, bro.
But he's got to work to get the classes, man. That's the thing people don't realize. They think that he's got a machine and the assistants go out and get the players and he just reels them in. He's out there grinding, man. He's on the road. Every day he can, he's on the road, he's on the phone, he's texting, he's doing the work because he's a machine. Yeah, and you know what machines do eventually? They break.
Well, they tend to break over time, and you haven't seen any flaws in this machine, no errors. It depends on what you say is not dominating for him. Now, for Alabama fans, if they don't win a title, I'm sure that's considered dominance for them, and that's probably considered dominance for Saban. So, yeah, every 2 years, I think they won't win a national title. But I do believe as long as he's coaching, probably every year until he gets ready to hang it up, they're going to be in the discussion for the college football playoff. They'll either be in Atlanta every year or just one game off, like you saw this year. Auburn beat them. So it was the last game of the season, Iron Bowl, very competitive rivalry. Auburn had a good football team, but they still got in the title in the college football playoff because of their dominance throughout the season. So, yeah, I mean, if we're saying every, I think they win a title every other year. I really do. I hate to say that, but Alabama is probably going to continue to win football championships every other year.
Butch Jones, definitely a Bath guy. Definitely a Bath guy. I think that was part of the problem. It's too much time in the tub. Can't make the club if you're in the tub.
Butch Jones?
He's
just being
Dooley. Nah.
Short ice water showers is what it looks like. I think that guy took.
Oh, yeah. I'm with Bear on that one.
Weirdo.
Dooley, definitely a shower guy.
Luxuriator.
Jordan on Twitter says, you know, Dooley had a luxury shower installed in the complex. Probably pretty nice.
Fulmer
man.
With the five shower
Fulmer,
heads.
Definitely a Bath guy.
What? I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Former offensive lineman.
Yeah. He likes to get in the tub for a scrub.
He wants to sit down and relax.
Yeah.
A lot of work standing for a long time for him in the shower.
Likes to have a good soak.
Yep.
Good soak.
These old bones. Epsom salt.
Stay with us. It's The Drive, Fox Sports Knoxville, live today at Mountain View Chevy in Chattanooga. We will take a quick timeout right here. We'll come right back. More of your phone calls next on Fox Sports Knoxville.
The Drive. The Drive rages on.
Oh, no. And you want to be my latex salesman. Chance, what did
I
you just...
I get stuff mixed up? I thought that was... who did I think? I thought it might have been Cypress Hill.
I believe he said, is this Cypress Hill? Which no one has ever said when they hear... Just when they hear... like, it's easy. Everybody knows that.
House of Pain, man. The biggest one-hit wonder of all time.
Gotta be. Crack it in. Let me begin. I came to win. Battle me. That's a sin.
Biggest one-hit wonder of all time is...
Pop Goes the Weasel.
Nah, Dancing in the Moonlight by King Harvest.
What?
I would say that's definitely not the...
It's called Dancing in the Moonlight.
That is definitely not the biggest one-hit.
Dancing in the Moonlight.
That's not the biggest one-hit wonder, though.
Yeah, I don't know who did that. Twitter poll up at Russell_Smith. Baths are...
Disgusting.
Awesome or gross? 58% of the audience says gross.
They are.
42% of you out there taking a bath.
Probably 50% of the audience who says gross put their kids in the bath every night.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what, you know.
I'm just saying, but it's that.
Toddlers and under a little bit.
Yeah, they
different.
Can't take showers until they're like 4 or 5.
Yeah.
You got to do what you got to do.
Have you ever not been able to, like, I've had some surgeries where I had to take a bath. For like a week.
I try every now and then, but then like I end up sitting there. See, my problem is my house, I got a small tub and I'm a big guy.
Right.
And so I fill up the tub and I'm like, oh yeah, that's pretty good. But then I'm sitting there.
Knees are scrunched
naked,
up.
Staring at myself, my knees up out of the water. And I'm like, this is absurd. This is just ridiculous.
It's very complicated.
I can't get my whole body under the water.
At the time, but it was worse. I had to hang my right leg out. I couldn't get my right foot wet. But I will say, after you know a couple of days and coming to and everything, the bath felt really good to get at least that clean.
Oh yeah, well, I'm sure. Yeah,
if that's
your only option, that'll be a requirement for my next house: a big tub.
Let's get pricey, Dubsy.
A Russell-sized tub. How about that? Doesn't have to be big. It's big enough for me.
So you can take some baths.
So I can take a bath.
But you probably never will.
That probably never will. But I'll have that option. Indeed. I will have that option instead of the awkward, terrible option that I have right now, which isn't really much of an option at all.
FOMO. Fear of missing out, fear of more options.
Maddox says, Butch, for sure, a tub guy.
This is me.
And I can't even say what he just put on after that. That's first of all, it's rude. Second of all, it's just really weird. I'll show you guys here in a minute. Opening day, Major League Baseball will go back to Bears. Major League Baseball,
We've got movement.
Baseball Scoreboard Update Center coming up here momentarily.
Remember throwing some key stats, like maybe who's hit a home run.
Nah.
Pitchers.
Nah. We'll get to that. Got to walk before I can run, my friend. Walk before you can run.
You've been doing this update.
What have you been doing for the past couple of weeks?
I've been in basketball mode. It's a little bit harder doing baseball.
Rolling around on your back like a cockroach. You can't get over to his stomach and his legs.
We've been letting you walk.
What the hell did you just say?
We've been letting you walk for a while now.
You ever seen a roach stuck on his back?
No.
It's really funny.
It's sad. Do you flip him over or do you just let him die?
Most times I just step on him.
Step on it.
Wow.
You out here white knighting for roaches?
God's creatures, my friend.
I don't really know what they're good for. Like, you know, certain insects, rodents, good for things. Roaches, not really good for a lot. They multiply exponentially. They're really not good.
Thou shalt not kill. It's just how I was raised. I can't help it if I love the animals.
I guess.
Is Jeremy Pruitt a shower or a bath guy? 89% of the audience says shower guy. What are you, Chance?
Oh.
Jeremy Pruitt in a bathtub. Get out of here.
See, you didn't paint the picture right. Yeah, I'm going to get somebody to Photoshop me a picture of Jeremy Pruitt's face on maybe like, you know, some old school movie with a guy in the old school tub, the big wooden sponge, and it's going to look perfect.
Today's Rickard Ridge Barbecue Smoking Hot question is, what will happen first? Tennessee wins an SEC title in football, or Tennessee makes a Final Four in basketball? This one much closer. 57% of the audience says Final Four. 43% going with the football title. Joel says, we're still a coaching hire away from football success.
Really?
Yeah. I don't see how you can do that, man. Like, what from Jeremy Pruitt? Nobody knows what Jeremy Pruitt's going to be. And most of us are hopeful, but whether you think he's going to be a raging success, a complete failure, or anything in between, you're just making it up, right? We don't know.
We don't know.
He has no experience. There's no track record there to judge him off of. So I think you have to take a more wait and see approach than that, Joel. Walt says close to neither, thanks to the governor's wrecking the future for the university out of spite. See, I mean, that's what I'm talking about. Like, again, and preface that, and nobody will hear this because I'm a Haslam shill and I'm getting paid like Dan Wolkin. But nobody will. He might get the job. If you believe that he's going after the job for spite to fire Beverly Davenport and Philip Fulmer, I'm sorry, you're a mouth breather. That's ignorant. He's going after the job because he wants to be a senator and president someday, and that's the next step on his career path ladder.
I'm not saying it's stupid, man. It's a good thing. Like you said, it's probably not necessarily a great thing to have that much power as a family, but to give so much money to a university that you grew up and love, and to keep giving back. I know it's a big tax write-off. They get money back. You know, big tax. They're crooked, but to do that and then to wreck what you care about.
That's the culmination of your career. Yeah. Because if you come back and you wreck the football program, you're not going to be a senator. So you're saying this is your last job, and you've done all this stuff. I was owned a baseball team, and then I was mayor of Knoxville, and then I was governor, and then I became president just so I could fire some people, and that was it. Like, that's his walk off? No, man. He wants to do other stuff.
That's a bad long con if it is.
No, it's stupid. Stay with us. Hour number three of The Drive coming up live from Chattanooga today. Mountain View Chevy, where we are. Hour number three. Back with more after this. The Drive.